England flame now. England flame onto the stage.
We'll have our final torch bearer, Anthony Griffin. Now, Anthony's a former Paralympian and still holds a world record for the Indian Club, which he set in 1984. He's serving as Bolton Sport Ambassador for the Council, and his goal is to produce many more Paralympians. Now, in 2006, Tony was awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award by Bolton Council, and his picture is on the famous Spirit of Sport statue in Bolton. So, ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise. Let him know how he'll feel when he comes on down for our final torch bearer, the English Flame, Anthony Griffin. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the flames are very, very close. They are right behind you. Turn around. Have a look, because the moment is imminent. It's right here, ladies and gentlemen. So there are our four flames. Stoke Mandeville, make some noise! So we have our four final torchbearers tonight. Carrying the Scottish flame, Christopher Channon. Carrying the Northern Irish flame, Darren Ferguson. Carrying the Welsh flame, we have Martha Wiseman. And the English flame, we have Anthony. So scream and shout, be loud and proud, because this is our moment. With four flames from every single part of the UK will be united to make one amazing Paralympic GB flame. So here they are, Stoke Mandeville, at the home of the Paralympic movement, our four final torchbearers. Please make some noise for the Canon Flames from Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland and England. Stoke Mandeville, it's quite simple. Raise your voices, because this is our moment! So please welcome one more time, with the Scottish flame, Christopher Channon, the Northern Irish flame, Darren Ferguson, the Welsh flame, Martha Wiseman, and the English flame, Anthony Griffin. Ladies and gentlemen, give them a warm welcome. This is their moment. These are our four final torchbearers.